You're listening to Mortgage Lending Mastery. Get the knowledge you need to advance your mortgage practice quickly and efficiently from Jen Duplessis, America's Mortgage Mastery Mentor with over 37 years of experience and over $1 billion in lifetime fundings. Jen has been mentoring loan officers and realtors for over 15 years and speaking on stages across the globe. So settle in and get ready as Jen and her guests share their experience, passion, and strategies to help you crack the top producer code to reach new heights in your business. And now, here's your host, Jen Duplessis, Mortgage Mastery Mentor and Head Chick in Charge of Kinetic Spark Consulting.
Hi, everyone, and welcome back to this episode of Mortgage Lending Mastery. I'm your host, guest, Jen Duplessis. I say that every time. I love saying it. I just feel like I have to say that. I am so happy that all of you are listening in. Please remember to pay this forward. You know, I talk about that all the time, but I want to just take a moment to talk about that right now and say, hey, pay this forward. Share this with your real estate partners. Share this with your other partners. Share this with your vendors, your title companies, and people within your office. This is a great opportunity for you to pay this forward and have people listening to the podcast. And if you have not yet subscribed, go ahead and take that moment. Well, actually, we don't subscribe anymore. Now we follow. We'd love to have you follow us, you know, as in what we're doing. So today's guest is April Blackwell. Welcome to the show, April. We're happy to have you here.
Thank you so much, Jen. It's a true honor to be here with you on your podcast. Thank you so much for this opportunity. I'm really excited about it.
Great. Well, we're happy to have you. So let me tell everyone a little bit about you. I do, you know, we were talking in the green room, I love spotlighting loan officers. So those who are listening who are loan officers, if you'd like to have a spotlight, whether you're new in the business, whether you're a veteran in the business, whether you're really successful or whether you're struggling, it doesn't matter. I think it's important for us to hear from all people in the industry. And it's a great opportunity for you to get some more market exposure. It makes you credible in your market. It makes you a thought leader in your market. And that can certainly help your business because, as Grant Cardone always says, best known is better than best. And so if you're saying to yourself, if only they knew me, they would know how good I am. That's the problem. They don't. So this is a great opportunity. So having said that, let me tell you a little bit about April. She's been in the mortgage business for 21 years now, mostly with big banks. And several years ago, she decided to start her own company, which is her name, April Blackwell, Blackwell Mortgage. And she has two blogs that you could check out. One is called The Mortgage Points, and it's very tactical about what she knows in the mortgage business. And the other is called The Coaching Points. And both of these are thecoachingpoints.com, themortgagepoints.com. And you can go there and listen to, you know, her journey as well. And she's going to talk a little bit more about what she's been doing, you know, in the business over the last X amount of years. So with that, we just, again, want to welcome you, April, to the show. And I want to get started with a quick question. Here we are recording this January 25th of 2023. We are beyond the pandemic where everybody had their best years ever because the market gave it to them. What have you done since that you've recognized or it revealed the gaps that you had in your practice so that you would have continued success beyond whatever the market gave you?
Oh, that's such a good question, Jen. Thank you for asking. I am a big believer in a morning routine. And during my morning routine, this is where I evaluate and measure my progress. Where am I? Where am I going? What's happening now? What are the challenges today? So I think that one of the things that I've done really well throughout the pandemic and where we are today is just to keep taking stock and making time. And for me, that morning routine and that time, that thinking time, and I also do a lot of thinking time on the weekends as well as I plan the week ahead and I just evaluate everything. I'm constantly able to make those small adjustments as I go so that I'm not left with a big gaping hole going, oh my God, what do I do now? With that being said, it's not it's not perfect. And, you know, I did find myself, you know, in 2022, like later in the year going, oh my God, what's going on?
Yeah.
But thankfully, you know, I got to work right away on that, on those internal processes to get myself back on track. But I think about Jim Rohn's The Seasons of Life.
Mm-hmm.
And when you talk about, like, you know, the market gives, the market takes away, you know, that is a beautiful, beautiful audio about when things are great, don't blow your horn too loud. Like, look at me, beat your chest. Like, I just closed like all of this. But to like be thrifty and like to save for the winter, because winter's coming, right?
Yeah.
And then during the winter time, don't get so concerned that the fields are barren. Like, just know that spring is coming, and to have hope for the next season. And I just love that. And, you know, part of my morning routine is consuming positive content, and that's The Seasons of Life through Jim Rohn was something that I really resonated with. And I'm so glad that I had it to lean on to get through like those tougher days of 2022.
That's really good. I love that. And so, is it safe to say then, as you were going, you know, previous to the pandemic and during the pandemic, that was not a strategy that you were using every day? You were just, you know, we're human beings, right? But we tend to be human doings. So you were just doing. And during that whole process, you said, you know what, I got to back up, and I'm a human being now. And I've got to take, you know, I love that you said, take stock. You know, I always say it's increase your awareness, right? Every single day, we need to be aware of the actions we're taking. One of the things that Darren Hardy said, and speaking of Jim Rohn, because I've had the wonderful opportunity of meeting him, but Jim, you know, one of the things that Darren Hardy says, and he's one of my mentors, is that these seemingly insignificant little choices that you make all day long add up to big choices. And I think that's exactly what you're saying, you know, in this. So I think that's interesting. I also think what I'm hearing from you is that this mindset piece, and I'm sure everyone's heard me say on this podcast many a times, mindset plus mechanics equals momentum. In our industry, we tend to really focus on mechanics, right? We're all about product, rates, all that stuff. And we don't think about this mindset, and that is a game changer. Hopefully everyone's hearing me. When you get your head on straight, it is a game changer in your practice. And it just is one of those things that we don't do very often until it's too late. So I'm hoping that I'm sharing and you're sharing this for everybody. So I love that. I love that you're saying, you know, saying about that. So let's talk about one of the things you didn't say, and I'm thankful you didn't, but I'm going to ask you the question anyway. It's like nails on a chalkboard for me when I hear people say, I'm going to get back to basics, because if basics are basics, you shouldn't get back to them. Right. And everyone in my coaching knows this. Yes. And like, don't say get back to basics with Jen. She'll have a conniption fit. Right.
Yeah.
But given the fact that.
Good to know. Noted.
Yeah. But given the fact that I imagine there's some back to basics that you're exploring for 2023, tell us a little bit about what you're doing. You have a mortgage company, right? So this isn't, and of course we're all mortgage entrepreneurs, but this has an added mm-hmm. level of risk in it. What are you doing in 2023? Give us a couple of tips on what you're doing to take your business to the next level, or to maintain and sustain, right? To survive, or not survive, but thrive. What are some of the things that you're doing? And it's okay if they're back to basics, but tell us a little bit, maybe one or two tips.
Yeah, sure. So the main thing, when I started the business, I wanted to make sure that my 5-star client experience was the best, like, that it could be. And we love bomb our clients throughout the process and beyond. And I love the way you call them alumni client, by the way. Like, I picked that up on one of your podcasts, and I shared it with a realtor recently. I'm like, we're not calling them past clients anymore. They're alumni client.
Yeah.
So I love treating them like, you know, they're a part of our group, they're a part of our tribe. And we just continue to refine, like, what are better ways for us to serve our clients, to put that personal touch on them. I just, for some reason, think about that song, that Meghan Trainor song. It's all about the base, you know, no trouble. And it's about the database.
Right.
It's all about the database.
Right.
The you know, base or your data bank.
Foundation of your business. Yeah.
It's everything. You know, I've been doing this for a long time, and I'm fortunate that I've worked with wonderful people, and wonderful people know wonderful people. And I don't need to reinvent the wheel. There's no need to be distracted by shiny object syndrome, right? Like squirrel, you know, there's no need for that. I just need to stay close to my database, as simple as that is. We are working on a new CRM to make that even more impactful. I mean, this is super simple, Jen, like so simple. Like the new database gives me a printout of birthdays for the month, like so simple. Whereas before with our old CRM, I couldn't be proactive about it. The automated birthday email would go out, and then I would go ahead and say, oh, right, it's your birthday. And then I would make a personal call. Now, they didn't know that. I mean, that was fine. But now I'm really excited about that one tiny little change that I can call now and be proactive about that. And people love that. Mm-hmm. I mean, we're just staying tight with our current referral partnerships. We are adding events. We did our first realtor event in January, and that was amazing. I just gave a seminar on mortgage essentials and advanced strategies. And the funny thing is, Jen, that seminar is now already outdated.
Yeah.
The mortgage essentials piece the mortgage essentials is still the essentials. The essentials are always essential, right, and they're timeless. But the advanced strategies I was talking about, temporary buy down, seller paid closing costs, it's now outdated. Now I got to do a new advanced strategies because the times are changing. So for me, it's all about, like you said, not just self-awareness, but awareness about the collective consciousness. Like, I really believe that we as a human species, we have that herd mentality. There's that groupthink, emotional contagion, and ideas catch, and they start with a slow burn, you know, until they grow and grow. And then there's a huge bonfire. And right now, consumers are catching wind that the market's changing. And they're telling me, and I'm talking average Joes, right? Like, not sophisticated bankers with like forecasts and this sort of thing. But your average Joe is telling me today that he doesn't want to wait for rates to go down.
Yeah.
Because he knows when rates go down more, there's going to be more demand. And he doesn't want to have to pay too much for the house. I tell people all the time, can I record this conversation? Can you say that again? Because this is the tune I've been humming.
Yeah.
You know, this is the tune I've been humming, but now it's become a part of this collective consciousness. So I think for me, every day is a new day to be aware of the vibration in the atmosphere and to tune into what people are saying, what they're feeling, and how their feelings are changing. And to always work and nurture myself so that I can be the highest voice of positivity that they come across.
Yes.
So that if they haven't quite adopted this idea that now's the time to buy and they want to wait, then I'll be the source of positivity to encourage them to come up to me, or I'm the source of positivity that's going to encourage those people who get it. And this is going to be the best year ever. I'm fully convinced. It's, you know, we're starting off with a great, great momentum already.
Yeah, I think it is too. And I write a lot, and you know, we were talking about this in the green room and how many books. I swear I only, that crazy launch book that I did was my first book. And I was like, fine, I'll do the stupid book. And then now I'm at 20, right? And so I just like, I got a bug about it. It's something, but I wrote something the other day and it was, do you believe or do you know? Right. And so let me expand on that. Do you believe or do you know? Because once you know something, right, you know, why are the rates the way they are? Where's the market going? Once you know something, it's important that you believe it. So do you believe or you know? Once you know something, it's important that you believe it. And so what you're talking about, the undertone here, and I want to make sure everybody's getting, is that the voice of reason. I love that you say positivity, but you know, we've been talking about the voice of reason for so long, is that, you know, there's a lot of noise out in the market. You have to pull that in and dissect it and have your own voice, not be part of the herd, not be one of those buffalo that goes off the cliff. Oh, it's horrible. Everything's horrible. This is a great time to be working on relationships. And what we've been focusing on quite a bit is focusing to, oh my gosh, I just had a brain fade. I talk about it all the time. I just talked about it. Focusing to accelerate instead of hibernating, because so many people are hibernating right now, saying, well, the market's gloom and doom. Well, you have to have your own opinion on this and your own belief on it. And so I love that you're doing the classes. So, okay. So let me just rephrase here. You're really looking at your community. I call my database a community. So you're looking at your community, right? And saying, and I call those acres of diamonds, right? And you're picking up those diamonds and you're polishing them off and paying attention to them. You're not stepping over them or crunching them. You're really paying attention to your community. The second is that you're reaching out to your community and doing some classes. Tell us a little bit. I love the idea of essentials and then strategies, because that's something that can move all the time. Tell us about some of the other classes you might be putting together, because I think everybody knows I'm advocate for this. You know, this is all I ever did was I can make that class and this a class and that a seminar. It's always one to many. That's how you get successful. So what else are you putting together this year?
So I have a couple others that we are reaching out to our real estate community to work with their teams on mortgage and mindset. Mm-hmm. So again, some mortgage basics and whatever, like economic updates, the things that they need to know, the tune that they need to carry when they're talking to their clients, the framing of current data, but also mindset. Because at the end of the day, everybody wants to be successful, but success is an inside game. Mm-hmm. It's like belief. You have to believe that these things are possible. And, you know, I did a mortgage and mindset a few months ago for one of our teams, and you could tell, like, there was so much negativity in the room and all the naysaying. And true enough, like, the people that were kind of harboring that, they're also the troublemakers in this office. They're always stirring up trouble and they're making excuses and blaming for why their numbers are down versus why they're productive. And the agents that get it and realize that it's up to them and it's up to them to be the voice of positive reason, right? Then they're the ones that are thriving regardless of the market. So mortgage and mindset. And then, you know, as you can tell, like, I love some mindset. I'm all about some energy protection. So I have a presentation I've also put together on 5 energy hacks to boost your performance and your energy. And then I just recently did one, the financial advisor, called Women in Wealth, and where we sort of like take the end game of what do you need to retire with, and you work your way backwards and utilize real estate as a leveraging point for you to accumulate the wealth you need to retire in the future. So there's a few of those that, you know, we're doing and we're marketing and we're, you know, working with our agents and teams to do more of those.
Yeah. And I think that's great. I think that's wonderful. And I hope what everyone's hearing here is, you know, I hear a lot, I just want to give more value. And I say, okay, what is value to you? And a lot of people, I can't even describe it. So what you're doing is giving value. You're helping them move the needle on their business. And it's not about product. You know, I was just coaching one of my clients and he just made a change to a new company. He said, we're going to do a big blast email about this cool product that this company has. I said, no, you're not. We don't talk about product unless there's a client to talk to about product. right? And so nobody talks about products.
Yeah.
And, you know, so I love that you're doing that. I have a question going back to your client experience, which I'm really big on, CX, right? Give us an idea of one of the things that you're doing in your PLP that is, that you're grabbing in there someplace, some little client experience that someone maybe could put into their practice this year.
Sure, sure. So when a client gets pre-approved, we send them moving labels, right? And they were branded with not our name logo, but our Starburst, which is a part of our logo. It's very symbolic. So we were sending out these branded but no name moving labels. And then what we're simplifying that to now just, I set up an Amazon store,
yeah,
with these lists so that my marketing assistant, my grinder, as you would call her, she at these key milestones during the process, she goes, oh, April's just pre-approved somebody. She'll go to the Amazon store and she'll just drop ship just colored labels that say kitchen, bedroom one, bedroom two, dining, those kind of things. You know, it's simple and it's not about us. It's about the experience. So, which in turn ends up they remembering us. So we don't have to send a bunch of branded tchotchkes and things like that. So, and then the other thing was, we're also constantly looking at ways to build more efficient processes. And the way we were ordering our pretty labels and then mailing them and all of that, it just wasn't very efficient. So the Amazon store was one. And then when they go under contract, Sonia goes on to the Amazon store. I have a pre-selected snack box that says congrats on it. She ships that out. They get it and they're like, oh my God, this is so good. Thanks so much for thinking about it. And it's like a little note, like keep up your energy during the process. We have a subscription with Tate and Zoe at closing. She'll send out some nesting bowls or some ceramic item just for the home. Again, it's like not branded. It doesn't need to be. It's personalized.
Yeah.
I have a gift that we can make it when we're sort of doing it at mass. And then my favorite part of our experience is at 6 months, we send them Think and Grow Rich by Napoleon Hill.
Nice.
And that to me is like what we're about. So like our hashtags, when we post hashtag mortgage with purpose, hashtag spread the love, you know, we are purposeful about our clients' mortgage choices and options. We use Mortgage Coach as well as part of our experience to demonstrate the advice that we're giving them, whether it's on different price points or buy down strategies or whatever the case might be. We utilize, and then, so anyway, I've got a little bit sidetracked. So the 6 month gift is my favorite. That's the intentionality and the purpose. That's why I was talking about Mortgage Coach. So the purpose, but then also we're a purpose driven company and we're here to make a difference for our clients. And we want to make an impact in their personal life. So I can't think of a better way to make an impact on somebody if I can impact how they think.
Yeah.
And if I can encourage them to be aware of their thoughts, they can change the trajectory of their life forever with a single thought.
Yeah.
And so whatever I can do throughout our process, I also use Reach. It's an app that allows me to send messages individually to people. And I'll send out inspirational either scripture or quotes to people, whether they are looking for a home, they are alumni client, they're a referral partner. You know, once a week, I'll just sit down and send out lots of messages. And it could be like, so for today, the message I'm sending today, this was just, it's a scripture. It's Psalms 19:14, and it said, let the words of my mouth and the meditations of my heart be pleasing to you, O God. Mm-hmm. And I'm just like, wow, like this is rich.
Yeah.
And this is influential and this is impactful. And this is, you know, this is our DNA as a business, that I can send out these encouraging messages to people and we'll get replies back. Like, thank you so much. Like, we really need that.
Yeah.
You know, one time I just sent out a message, you know, an encouraging message like, hey, I'm here for you. If you need anything at all, even if it's just a prayer, let me know. And I got like all these replies, like, yes, we would love a prayer. We're going through this right now. Yeah. And so it's a blessing to me to be able to be the person that someone may come across in their journey. And maybe their thoughts aren't in the right place. Maybe they're caught up in a negative vortex. And I could be the person that disrupts that and changes that downward spiral into an upward spiral.
Yeah, it's as simple as a smile, right? And in the absence of being in front of someone, it's an inspirational thing. I love that you're faith forward. I think that's beautiful. It was funny because I just wrote down here, what apps are you using? You already talked about Reach. I use Reach to communicate with my students. So yep. I know what
it's
Reach
amazing.
Is. It's amazing. It's absolutely amazing because everyone thinks that they're getting that, you know, that one little note, and you can put emojis and pictures in, which I really love too. That sounds really good. So now then I was looking at some other things that a comment that I just wanted to make about what you're saying. It's not about you. It's about them, you know, about giving them the gifts and stuff. Have you ever thought about, I'm not going to ask you this. Where do you send the first thing that you said, whatever you said, you send energy bars or popcorn or whatever for the pre-approval. Where do you send that? Where do you send that?
We send it to their home. We send everything to their home address where they're currently living. Just because everyone is working from home mostly. We don't have a lot of people, working like at the office where it looks like a really great buzz.
Yeah. Yeah, I know.
So we send it to their current address.
Yeah. Okay. I was just curious where that was going. We used to send the approval, not the pre-approval. We used to send the approval, the congrats, without saying, you know, and violating any privacy, just congratulations to their office, and it make, you know, big hoopla. And that was really good because then people are like, what, congrats on what? Oh, I was looking to buy. Oh, who's your lender? Right. My lender didn't do that when that happened. So
I love that.
Yeah. So, you know, for those that are working at home, and we can just ask them working in an office, you know, it'd be a nice thing for them because maybe they're one of 20 people in an office and there's only three of them in the office at the moment. Right. And it just is something really nice for them. Yeah. I think that's really good. Talk a little bit about, I know, and again, many people have heard on this podcast, everything I do has a charitable component to it. So tell us a little bit about how you have used your nonprofit, and you'll have to tell us what it is and what it stands for. But I think it's First Corinthians. I already know that. But tell us a little bit about your charitable or nonprofit and how you've utilized that in your practice to attract clients to you.
Sure. C 1313 is short for 1 Corinthians 13:13, and that's the Bible verse that says all things will pass away except for faith, hope, and love. The greatest of these is love, right? Mm-hmm. And when I did start the business, it was a leap of faith. I couldn't have done this without God. I absolutely, and I'm not shy to say that, and if it offends anybody, I'm sorry. But I mean, for me, it was absolutely a faith walk, and it continues to be a faith walk every day. So, owning my business was a dream. And then after I started that at the end of the year of 2020, how can I increase my impact in 2022? And I just sort of like meditated and prayed on that, how can I do more than I did in 2021 from a giving standpoint? Because we set aside 10% of our gross earnings and we gave it to charity, and you know, it was wonderful. And like the proudest thing was like, I'd given more money to charity than I'd ever in my life, maybe perhaps even combined. So I was really super proud of that. And I wanted to know how I increase my impact. And I had another starburst moment where I just felt like God said, start a nonprofit. And I'm like, well, what would I do with it? You know?
Right.
And so the vision just sort of came to me that, well, I put my money in the nonprofit and then I invite partners, like I'll match your donation. And then I'll be able to donate a double portion, not just my money, but my money plus your money. to these three key charities. And the three that really, really pulled on my heart in particular, and I know there's so many things. People could do the planet, they can do animals, they can do just about anything. But for me, what really tugged on my heart was the Sweet Dreams Project by the Green Chair Project here locally in Raleigh, North Carolina. We did a tour of their facility, and the executive director, Jackie Craig, had said there was 6,000 children who didn't have beds, estimated 6,000 children who didn't have their own bed in our county.
Yeah.
And anyway, it's just really was very emotional for us as a team. And we're like, we want the majority of our funds to go here because that's the most expensive thing. So the most expensive thing in all that we do is this, it's $250. For them to deliver a bed to a child that has all the linens, and they also get a Chromebook or something, and they get books, and they get the tools that they need to be successful. So the other two were at a much lower cost. Interfaith Food Shuttle Backpack Buddies gives a backpack of food to children that are food insecure on the weekends. And Step Up Ministries helps adults who are going through life transition, and they're doing life skills classes to become better. Right. And as a part of their graduation, they get a journal, which I love, and a Bible to keep them inspired and encouraged. So okay, these are going to be our three, these are our children that we are going to take care of. And then we have guest charities. But what I'm just, what I'm really super thrilled about this whole thing, and I haven't shared this with you yet, is that we donated, the charity 1C1313 donated $17,000 to Green Chair Project alone. But here's the thing, we don't stop the doubling there. So my prayer was how to multiply our impact. So we donated the 17 to them. It was to be a challenge grant for their donors. So my idea was, I'll double the community's proceeds, then we'll donate it to the charity, and then they'll double it with their donors. What I didn't expect was that our $17,000 would raise $52,000.
Oh my goodness.
$52,000 extra dollars. So the $17,000 became a $69,000 donation.
Yeah. Beautiful.
It was a 3-to-1 reverse match.
Yeah.
And I did the math on this. I think it's 265 children. It's a drop in the bucket. I need 1.5 million for all 6,000 children to have a bed. But we're chipping away. We're chipping away at that. But I didn't really use it as a way to attract clients or realtors, because that wasn't my primary objective when it first started last year. But it is a part. So I have a sales process when I do a consultation with a client, and a part of that is about us. So we learn about them, we educate them about us and next steps. So I made it LEAN, L-E-A-N. Okay. And so when you talk about us, I'm like, I just want to share with you the purpose and vision of my company and where our heart is. And then now I'm sharing this. Now I have this anecdotal evidence, not anecdotal, but there's real facts that recently happened. Now I can share that. And I say, we like to partner with clients like you to help you mortgage with purpose and spread the love. So we use mortgage with purpose and spread the love daily. And now we have agents saying, hey, I'll go ahead. You put in 150, I'll put in 150. You put in 250, I'll put in 250 in every transaction.
Yeah.
And so I wasn't really thinking of it as being a marketing vehicle, and I don't want to. Really,
it's okay if it is, though.
The innocence of it, but I am seeing that I can really make a multiple impact on it and multiply more if I am not shy about it, and if I am bold about it, and if I do lead with that in conversations with team leaders and say, look, I'm just not a pretty face.
Right. Right. No. And I know what you mean. I know what you mean. So if you're a man, saying it's too, it's like, I'm not just a pretty face here trying to give you a mortgage. Yeah. I think that, You know, the way that you have pushed yours out is quite different, you know, than maybe what others have done. I mean, I started my nonprofit, you know, years and years ago when we had the Great Recession is when I started my nonprofit. I think it comes from the heart. And so for those of you that are listening, it's not about going to be, you know, I call it charity champions. It's not about going and doing it so that it gets attention, but if you have it in your heart to contribute, if you're at Habitat for Humanity or you're at the Restore store, you know, that are more specific in the mortgage space, but then if you're, you know, are looking at things that are more heartfelt too, and you are already doing that, this is a great opportunity for people to see the work that you're doing. And it does attract people and it grows your database, right? I'm using that loosely. It grows your database and your community because now the people that are following those charities say, wait a minute, if I'm going to get a mortgage or if I'm going to, you know, do some real estate, these people are tied to something that warms my heart. And so we have this commonality in working together. And so often, you know, we're always trying to find common interest in working together, whether it's partners or whether it's clients, this becomes the common interest. And there's an automatic trust factor that goes in. And we know I'm all about know, like, and trust, right? So this is the automatic trust factor that comes in because our hearts are beating at the same rhythm. And so it's not a counterintuitive, you know, throughout the whole process. So I think that's beautiful what you're doing. I think it's great. I love that you're doing it. And I love that you named it something, you know, so think about that. I don't think everyone should go out and start, you know, getting Bible scripture and putting all that in just because this is a good idea. But come up with something that warms your heart.
It has to be true to you.
Yeah. Oh, of course. It has to align with you. And yeah. Mine, for example, is called Fur Baby Food Bank because, you know, we had the Great Recession. And I don't talk about this hardly at all, but when we had the Great Recession, I have two, actually, we had, you know, a lot of foreclosures and people were leaving their animals in the house to die and eat off themselves. I hate saying all that, but it was just awful. And I live in the wealthiest county in the United States of America. And here we were having this, right? And I happened to be going out and looking at some of these houses. And I realized, because we have a faith-based, food bank in the county and it's called Interfaith Food Bank. And, I went to them and I said, hey, look, you know, the last thing that a family wants to do is, you know, they're already losing their home. They're having to come here and get food. And the last thing they want to do is tell their children that Snoopy, you know, has to be sent away. Because that's joy in life for people. Right. And so I said, so if they come in and they are looking for food for their pets, we want to be able to supply that. So, you know, we have a whole process around that. And then the other charity that I have is called CARS. My husband's a semi-pro drag racer. He's in the mortgage business too. So it's called CARS. It's Christian Automotive Relief Services. And what we do is accept donated cars. And then he and some non-denominational realtors and lenders and title people, they all come to our house. We have a big 10 car garage. They come to our house and they all work on the cars. Some people just get to clean windows. Like here, you clean windows. That'll be good. You're helping me. And they work on the car and they get it all, you know, safetied up. And then I work on the other side of collecting, you know, applications to give it to, you know, families that are in dire need of having a vehicle for whatever reason. Wow. But that's where we started and we're very military oriented as well. Not because neither of us were in the military, but our parents were. And so, you know, we're very military oriented. So we help out a local, it's here in my town. Well, I don't even live in a town. I live in a village. It's that small, but it's called BoulderCrestFoundation.org, BoulderCrestFoundation.org. And it helps veterans with visible and invisible wounds. And those are the charities that we support, along with Make-A-Wish, because Frank Shankwitz, who founded that, is a friend of mine. He passed away, unfortunately, a couple of years ago. But, you know, I think that when it's deeply rooted, when you can find a cause, that it doesn't have to be a popular cause. It has to be your cause, the cause for you, that you can expand on this, you know, and show people that side of you in our industry. And again, I'm going to go back to mindset plus mechanics is momentum. Mindset is this cause. It's not just having your head on straight all day or doing affirmations all day or taking care of your body. I mean, it's all of those things. So I love what you're doing. I think it's beautiful. So as we finish up our time here today, let's just ask you this. Do you want to leave us with a book you're reading? Do you want to leave us with a quote or one more tip that you would give to someone who is listening to this and saying, wow, she's onto something. Maybe I need to put some of this into play. What would you like to leave us with?
Gosh, you know what? If we got on the topic of books, it would be another whole show. I am rereading. I just finished reading Launch, by the way. That was like my most recent book, your book. Loved it. Definitely recommend it. It is a blueprint for the make, like definitely you, there is not a tip or strategy in this mortgage business that is not in that book. It's fully comprehensive. I loved it. And I loved your whole section on minding, finding and grinding. Like I am redoing our job descriptions because of it. So that's my most recent book that I've completed. Big fan. I'm rereading Think and Grow Rich because that was my New Year's resolution, was to reread that book. I would say my tip and recommendation was like my biggest lesson from 2022. And it is to observe, but not absorb.
Ooh, good.
To observe what's happening around you. Like, it's okay to notice the news, right?
Right.
You can observe, but do not absorb things that are negative. And there's just a lot of it anywhere. And so, because back to like your belief and knowing, you can know things are bad, but if you believe they're bad,
then they're bad.
It changes your neurochemistry. It changes your life and not for the better.
Yeah.
So we have to, you know, and again, I guess to quotes, and I love Jim Rohn, was turned on to him by Darren Hardy also, by the way, because Darren loves Jim, went to his high performance forum
at the
beginning of 2020. So stand guard at the gates of your mind.
Yes.
You know, just it's like, and to me, like that's just sort of like the bookend of observe and don't absorb. Yeah. And surround yourself with good people. And just be careful of the things that you consume, that you watch, and that you listen to, and just do everything that you can to protect your mindset and your heart set, your energy, because you can't fake it.
Yeah.
Your interactions with your clients will pick up on your energy. You could be smiling, but if you are betraying yourself because of how you really feel, they're not going to trust you.
Yeah.
And so
people can see right smile. People can see.
Your smile needs to be genuine. And sometimes it takes work to really be able to foster genuine positivity, because there's those internal battles that go in back and forth in our minds. And it can take work, and some work for more than others, and on more work on other days than others, perhaps for some, to really stay on top and realize, wait a minute, like this is outside of my control. I can't control that. I got to control what I can control and have faith for a better tomorrow. Like, you know, this too
and
shall
how
pass.
I react, right? And how I react to it. One of the things I say every day, whether the market's good or not, I mean, and of course I'm not originating. Well, I am, I still have a mortgage company, but I don't have a license. That's a whole other story. I do non-QM investor. That's my little, I'm making sure everybody knows I don't have to have a license anymore. I wanted to relinquish that, but I still have that company because that was my niche. And, but every day I say this, because and it has nothing to do with lending as much as it does with my coaching clients and my mastermind clients now, is every morning I say, Lord, someone out there somewhere is looking for me. Please help me find them. Please help me be aware and alert and a welcoming of helping them. And I love saying, I'm here. I care. Mm-hmm. How can I help?
I love it.
You know, and that is a little mantra that I use every single day, so that people know that I am here for you. I care. And how can I help you? And that's really the impetus for this entire podcast is, you know, I don't need to be doing this podcast every single week for 9 years, but I feel like I'm helping people, even if it's from a distance and no one tells us, right? I know that I'm making an impact. It's funny you use the word, you know, I love that word because that's another one of my books, impact. So, Yeah. I really appreciate the hot things. Thanks for getting it.
We got impact number two coming out.
I do. Yep. In April.
Yes. Yeah. Can't wait.
Yeah.
Can't wait.
Totally excited about it. More acronyms out there. Yeah.
I love it.
Yeah.
I love it. Beautiful. Because the acronyms help to solidify processes.
Oh, everything.
That's why I came up with like my sales process. It just keeps me on track. Okay. First, April, I need to learn about them. Then I need to do this. And then I'm sure like, you know, it's like different names for different people, but I kind of create something and make it my own.
Yeah.
So whatever that is, I can't wait to kind of like get through the book and see what other great nuggets you have there. I really enjoyed launch so much.
Well, thanks. Thank you so much. Well, I want to say thank you so much, April. Fantastic opportunity to speak with you. I know that we talked about this as your third podcast. I'm telling you all, listen, you got to get yourself on some podcasts. And I would say, if you want to start your own, call me and I'll give you the good, the bad, and the ugly. I've been doing it for a long time, so it's super easy for me, but it's not an easy task to get going with. So get yourself on other podcasts, increase your influence, share your interviews with your partners, because they're going to learn a side of you that you probably haven't shared with them because of the type of questioning that you get. So April, thank you so much for gracing us with your presence. I'm so grateful. I see you. That's what we're doing. If you're watching us on video, we both just went and said, I see you. everyone, I want to say again, thank you so much for listening to us today and taking time out of your day, whether you're working out or driving or taking a walk or the kids are screaming and you put the earbuds in, you need to hear something. We really appreciate it. And I want to also let you all know, we'll have a link down here in the show notes as well. For Limitless, we have our next Limitless coming up in March. It's a 3-day virtual workshop, virtual event. It's $27 to get there. $5 of the $27 goes to the charity I just mentioned. Ironically, right? So $27 per person. Get all of your partners in as well. Not just realtors, but all your partners in and learn with them so that you have something to do with them afterwards. So make sure you click on that link and get yourself signed up. And as always, scroll down on your phone, give us a great 5-star rating and write some beautiful comments about what you learned from April so that we can give her feedback on that. And until next time, we'll catch you on Mortgage Lending Mastery.
Bye.
Thanks for listening to Mortgage Lending Mastery. Be sure to subscribe to hear more sales tips, ideas, strategies, and tactics to help you with your personal and professional growth to multiply your results in record time. And if you like what we're doing, don't forget to give us a rating and review so we can continue to bring you the best content possible. Wanting more beyond the podcast? Join our Mortgage Lending Mastery membership community, where you will find extended interviews with our favorite guests, weekly training, tips, and insider secrets, fireside chats with Jen, free content, meet, share, and collaborate with other members, and so much more. Click the link in the show notes to learn more about this exclusive content. Mortgage Lending Mastery is an Industry Syndicate charter podcast. Industry Syndicate is the first podcast network specifically for the mortgage and real estate industries. Get the Industry Syndicate app in the App Store or Google Play today.